It's another busy week in Waco. It's time for Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
So why don't you start us off with tonight, Ashley?
Well, Will, if your idea of a perfect Friday night is listening to some live down-home Texas music, then tonight is your lucky night. Gary P. Nunn is in town. If you don't know who that is, then I just have to think you weren't born here in Texas. He's an icon of Lone Star music. He's going to be at the Hippodrome tonight at 7. Tickets are available at the $20, $30, and $40 levels. And it's hard to imagine a more fun night of music than that.
Also tonight at the Brazos Theater, you can catch Death is a Cabernet, Old Chum. It's the name of the murder mystery. Someone has murdered the owner of the Melee Vineyards in the Nippy Valley, and it's up to you to follow the clues to find out who. It is BYOB. Doors open for seating and dinner at 6:30. The show will start at 7:30. Tickets are $27 for the dinner and the show, and if you miss it tonight, you'll have another chance to see it tomorrow, same time and place. And then later tonight as well, at 11 p.m. at Barnett's Pub, there's the Winter Olympics Beer Tour for the opening ceremonies. We don't always have the right weather for sports, but we definitely have the right weather for beer. You can drink a beer from each featured country throughout the Olympics and receive a prize after the closing ceremonies on February 25th. Just make sure to ask the bartenders for a punch card.
On Saturday morning, we have a couple of fun run possibilities if you want to start your day with some good exercise at Woodway Park, which is at 924 States Drive. We have the Girl Scouts of Greater Waco Thin Mint Sprint. Race events include a 5K and a 1 mile Daisy Dash. Registration costs $25. Check-in starts at 7 and the races will start at 8, and every participant will get a box of Thin Mint cookies. Yum.
Can I eat those Thin Mints while I race?
No, because you don't get them till after you race.
Wow.
So, and in West, at the St. Mary's Sports Complex at 615 South Reagan, we are having the St. Mary's Love Run. Events include a 1 mile dash at 8:30 and a 5K at 9, and registration is $30. Saturday is also the day of the People's Law School. Registration begins at 8:30. Classes start at 9 and run through 12:45. The People's Law School is a free event hosted by Baylor Law School. It's your opportunity to learn some legal fundamentals that may help you in your day-to-day personal and business life, or just satisfy your curiosity about the law and how it works. New classes this year include sexual harassment, what is it anyway, and the new tax bill, an overview for the typical citizen, among many other offerings.
And then on Saturday afternoon, you can attend a community viewing and discussion of the documentary Urbanized. If you're interested in learning about how cities such as Waco are shaped and who does that shaping and how you can get involved, join Tammy Jefferson and Cuevas Peacock to view and discuss the documentary. It'll feature some of the world's foremost architects, planners, and policymakers, and it'll help frame a discussion about how Waco is being shaped and who's doing that. The video will be shown and discussed at the Central Library at 1717 Austin from 1:15 to 4:15, and it's free. And then later that night, it's another Waco tradition, the Morticians, a Valentine's Day party at the Hippodrome. So if you love the music of the 50s and 60s, this is definitely for you. Think the Beatles, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Roy Orbison, the Kinks, Elvis Presley. The list goes on and on. Doors open at 6. Floor seats are $40 per person and include a romantic spaghetti buffet and one glass of champagne each.
On Monday, starting Wednesday, February 12th, which is this Wednesday, through March 26th, the Waco NAACP will be hosting Lean on Me Mondays at the Dewey Community Center, which is at 925 North 9th Street. This will be a time for star test tutoring and early learner prep. Dinner will be provided and tutoring will be available for reading, writing, math, science, and social studies. For more information about participating or volunteering, please contact WacoNAACP@gmail.com. And then on Tuesday, the League of Women Voters is hosting a candidate forum. This is your chance to meet the candidates who are running for McLennan County Judge, Criminal District Attorney, and Precinct 2 and 4 County Commissioners. The format will be speed meeting. Voters will be seated at tables, and after a short introduction, candidates will meet with their first table and then rotate through all the rest. This will be a terrific opportunity to get to know many of the candidates at one convenient time. It will take place from 5:15 to 8:30 on Tuesday at the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame in Knox Hall. If you haven't heard of Waco Walks, it is a group in town dedicated to getting to know Waco on foot and advocating for a more walkable community. You are invited to join Waco Walks on Wednesday, February 14th, for a webinar about how walking groups can benefit their communities. We will meet at the East Waco Library at 901 Elm Avenue at 1245. The webinar starts at 1 and will go until 2, and then we will follow with a brief discussion until 2:30.
Also on Wednesday, it's Valentine's Day, and there are a ton of different activities on actlocallywaco.org, and we just could not pick just one to tell you about. So make sure that you go to actlocallywaco.org and check out all those Valentine's Day events, because we just have way too many to pick from. And then on Thursday, Cultivate 712 will host the Art for Advocacy Mardi Gras Mask Reveal. That's a fundraiser for the Advocacy Center for Crime Victims and Children. You'll get to check out masks designed and created by 10 local artists inspired to help unmask victims of sexual assault and violent crime in Central Texas. You can vote for your favorite design, meet the artists, and learn more about the work of the Advocacy Center. Wine and light bites will be served, and all masks will be available for purchase at auction. Well, it certainly is a busy week in Waco. For a full calendar of events, you can visit actlocallywaco.org. Have a great week, Ashley.
You too, Will. Happy Valentine's.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.